About exercise 4, you have to fill the gaps with the words that you have. I will read all of them for you. Number 1, when you want to express likes or dislikes something. Number 1, I quiet fancy, or I don't really fancy. I quite fancy a cup of tea. Means I really like a cup of tea right now. But if you say I don't like, I don't really fancy, means I don't really fancy coffee. Means I don't like coffee much. Number 2, I'm not a big fan of. When you say I'm big fan of something, means I really like that thing. So I'm a big fan of coffee, means I really like coffee. Number 3, I'm not keen on. I'm keen on something means I really, really like something. I'm keen on music means I really like music. All the time I'm listening to music. Number 4, I adore. When you adore something means you really praise it. If you say I adore my teacher means I really love my teacher and everything she does, I love it. And number 4, I can't stand. For example, say I can't stand news means news makes me feel bad. I can't watch it. Then for expressing a preference means look at number 5. I rather means you have two options. You rather some one of them. I rather, or I'd prefer. I prefer white to black means I like white. I prefer. And number 7, I think it will be better. I think it will be better if we watch romantic movie tonight. This is the way that you can express your ideas. Number 8, shall we settle on? Settle means you completely agree on something. Imagine that you discuss something for half an hour. After that, you both agree on something. Then you say, okay, shall we settle on? Means, shall we completely agree on it? Number 9, I agree or I disagree. I agree watching football. Means I like watching football. That's it. Number 10. That's agreed. That's agreed then. So agree, we have the first one. Number 8 agree is verb. Number 9 agree is verb. Number 10 agreed is adjective. Agreed then. We both agreed on watching Noscape. And number 11, that's a great idea. This is also a way that you can express your ideas.